Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 in Del Norte County on Wednesday evening that claimed the life of a Samoa man. 20-year-old Walter Lindstorm was headed southbound on 101 on a wet road surface when he attempted to pass a car in front of his. Lindstorm lost control of the vehicle at a high rate of speed and it left the roadway and collided with a tree. Lindstorm was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash but suffered fatal injuries. It's unclear at this point if impairment played a role in the collision. Lindstorm was the lone occupant of the vehicle and no other cars were involved. The National Union of Healthcare Workers held a briefing conference in Eureka on Wednesday to discuss and release findings on the low wages for employees at St. Joseph's Hospital. The conference was held at the Central Labor Council, and the union analyzed how the low wages affect over 1,400 employees at the St. Joseph's Health System, which is Humboldt County's largest private sector employer. According to an excerpt from the report, St. Joe's is a tax-exempt nonprofit corporation and taxpayers are subsidizing their low wages, which makes employees and their families eligible for taxpayer-funded safety net programs such as Medi-Cal and food stamps. The briefing also profiled some of the current employees who are struggling to make ends meet with the current worker wages. A Humboldt County man with a long criminal rap sheet will now face prison time. Dan Squire has more.
He's been arrested numerous times. He's suspected of having committed a series of burglaries throughout Eureka. He's been arrested for assault, felony evasion, and firearms violations, and he's earned two strikes for convictions. And now Jason Omholt will serve prison time. Omholt, who made bail and is out of jail until he is sentenced on June 11th, pleaded guilty to a charge of assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer and will face 5 years in state prison for that offense, as well as an additional 5 years after admitting to another strike offense.
Thank you, Dan. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a New Jersey man in connection with an assault that left the victim with severe head injuries following a violent altercation in Covelo earlier this week. 26-year-old Adam Kendall was booked for assault with a deadly weapon after he was taken into custody following a short standoff in Round Valley. The victim was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment after he was hit in the head repeatedly with a hammer, a dispute that could be related to unpaid debts owed by the victim to Kendall. Investigators believe Kendall traveled to Mendocino County from New Jersey to confront the victim, who is expected to fully recover from his injuries. This morning, a group of Alice Burney Elementary students were on their way to a field trip when the bus transporting the kids experienced mechanical difficulties. The students were ushered off the bus as a precaution and then waited until an additional bus arrived and picked up the students. The kids were then able to resume their field trip to Prairie Creek. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck was on this morning's talk shop, and as you might expect, the topics were education-based. Eureka High School Principal Rick Jordan accompanied Van Fleck during the show, and he talked about a new program that's in the works with College of the Redwoods that would allow Eureka High School students to take classes that count for both high school and college credit.
What it is going to, on its most basic level, allow students to do is to simultaneously be enrolled at a class at Eureka High School during the school day, and also be enrolled in an equal class at College of the Redwoods. And at the end of the term, students will receive credits towards graduation at Eureka High School, as well as a permanent college grade.
Not only would the grade stand at both CR and Eureka High School, Jordan says it would count as advanced placement credit.
The grade would stand at both schools, and so but there is a little bit of a difference. At College of the Redwoods, if you get a B in the class, then you have a B in your college course. That grade at Eureka High School would act like an AP grade.
The dual enrollment program is expected to start by next year. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.